Okay, we are live here, live radio at its best, ladies and gentlemen. What a lineup you all have as listeners on KHOW every Saturday morning. I mean, top producers, Ryan, thank you again, publicly and privately, just gets the job done. And then here, Ryan is at iHeart, wonderful studios, wonderful entity in Southeast Denver, Denver Tech Center. We're at Remax Masters, the Mount Elbert Studio. Jesse runs the board here, and between Jesse and Ryan, they get us from here to your ears, from here to ears. That's what they do. Such a good job week after week. KHOW 630, talk radio at its finest. But you heard the champions of the people from 7 o'clock. Linda Gardner from 10 to 11 on all kinds of good retirement information. And then, of course, this show is the wealth-building show where you could make some really, really strong money through a tool that is the best tool. Larry, you don't know the research that Chris and I finished last night. Actually, it was into the night, past 6 o'clock. We'll call that early evening. But the areas in which you are looking to buy have been increasing for some of our homeowners, okay?
Yep.
In those neighborhoods in Colorado Springs. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Sherry, are you ready for this?
I'm always ready for that.
I'm holding on, Barry.
Yeah.
Okay. You will double your money when you are an investor with 25% cash down in less than 1 year.
Impossible.
And it's happening. It's really happening. We did the numbers. It's over 100% return in 15 months after we take out sales cost. So we're taking out the, you know, as if somebody would sell that property, which they're not. Things are that big. This wealth building show is like no other, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Two reasons. Research, I could say that three times, but it's the same single reason. Research, careful research, detailed research, thorough research, all of that, and real estate. It's the R&R network. Research and real estate. Picking the best neighborhoods in the best cities with the highest return, with strong tenants. Wait a minute. How do you get strong tenants, Larry?
Well, I know what I would do. I would hire Eugene Bryan and let him worry about it.
I would hire Eugene O'Brien in a minute, O'Brien. In a heartbeat. Don't forget the O. It's an O.
Oh, my gosh, I forgot it.
There you go. There you go. Eugene is with us in studio. But in all truthfulness, ladies and gentlemen, the real estate residential market is solid year in, year out, decade in, decade out. Can I say century in, century out? Not quite. There may be 2, 3, 4, 5 times in a century when the real estate residentially isn't going up as nicely as it should. By the way, there's 1 or 2 times a century when it actually may go down. But our research keeps you posted well in advance of what's happening. Do you hear what we just said? Well in advance, you could know what the economy is doing and is going to do. We do not have a mysterious economy that the government in 1 month can change and bring down your company like they do in a certain other company countries that I won't mention, okay? Because I respect the people from those other countries, but with the capitalistic free society that we have, yes, it's free, okay, not free of responsibility, but it's free compared to China and Russia. Oh, there I go saying it. We have the ability to know what the future is. Even if it's only 2, 3, or 4 years, you could pull out before the economy goes down. But finding the right tenant for that right property. We'll help you find the right property, but you have to have the right people in place to help you find the right tenant. And that is Eugene O'Brien with RE/MAX Masters Property Management. Eugene, your job is a big task, a big, big responsibility for those of us who are saying, I want that 100% return, 100% return on our cash in a 15-year period. We may not see the likes of this 5 years from now.
Right.
It may only be 60% return in 15 months. But tell us how you handle our need for good tenants and what's going on in the marketplace up and down Colorado, particularly Denver and Colorado Springs.
Well, that's right, Barry. The market is driving in this particular direction. It's got a lot of momentum. It's probably once in a generation type of speeds that we're seeing, or activity. But it's important to ride that correctly. And what I'm talking about there is you're looking for that tenant that is a 3 to 5 year tenant. You're going to minimize your turnover costs. You're going to put those gains and that income from the high rents that we're seeing in your pocket and not back into the home, turning the property over each year. And you're going to do that by finding the right tenant that's going to be a renter for 3 to 5 years. It's going to take care of the property, protect your investment so it can continue to work for you.
You said some magic words for me at the end. Take care of the property.
Mm.
What incentives? How do you really, not we, because you do this, how do you incentivize the tenant to take care of the property?
Right. You want to work with the tenant to help them. You know, a happy tenant will take care of the home. As I say to all tenants, my fiduciary responsibility is to the homeowner, but I would like to keep them happy. If there's a problem with the house, I want them to tell me. Mm-hmm. A happy tenant is a respectful tenant.
Yes.
They'll work with you. Everybody wins. They leave the home after renting. We don't increase rental rates to cover losses. They get their security deposit back. They move along with a healthy financial outlook to either purchase a house or rent another house. So you're trying to help them along in life as well as protecting and looking out for the interests of your client, which is the homeowner.
Now, are there areas of incentives that can be put in the lease, like if they take care of certain things, such and such will happen? Do you have any examples of that?
Yeah, definitely. We allow flexibility at the end of leases.
Love it.
We'd love for a tenant to reach out to us and say, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, we're looking to buy. The market, as we know right now, guys, is extremely hot. It's difficult. It's competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be able to work with us and be flexible with us to give us a couple of extra months to play with? And if their lease is set to end at the end of April, we're not going to miss our rental window if we give them a couple more months to work with. And they're very appreciative, and they're going to do everything that they can to return that favor and pay back the favor that the homeowner has given them. So that's one of the ways that we have our tenants work with us to leave the home in the best shape possible.
So I'm distinctly hearing that you, as a property manager, are doing something to help them be a more responsible tenant. But you then, Larry, did you pick up the same word that I picked up, that what he's building?
He's building a team that works together for the benefit of the owner of the house.
And the tenant.
And the tenant.
And the tenant.
All members.
Yes, I agree.
Coalition, you know, that the homeowner has their needs met, their investment continues to work for them, the tenant has their needs met, they move on to bigger and better things, and we as the property management company aren't taking calls in the middle of the night when the sky is falling in, you know?
Unequivocally, there's no better formula than you called it coalition. We were using the word team.
Mm.
Let's say we're meaning the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no better method, no better business model than that. Plain and simple, just full. Sherry, any comments from you, the 23-year experienced agent?
The 23-year experienced agent, yes, and property management is a tough job, so I respect the job that Eugene does. He and I chat about values from time to time, but I like the way he stands in that he has 100% fiduciary responsibility to the seller, but we also have a opportunity to the lessee, the person renting the house, and you're right, at the end of the day, if you treat one another with respect, You're going to get the home back the way it is, just like the way you do business your team does business.
And I think I'm just made that way. You know, I have four brothers. I'm one of five brothers, and I'm the second youngest, so I had to be very diplomatic and
mediate. Yeah, good. This is all relevant.
You know, it just comes naturally to me, and it's the best way to do property management. When everybody's happy at the end of the deal and everyone's had their needs met, you can't ask for much more.
So I make no bones about it, as I've gone to lots. I mean, I don't know, over 100 of the formerly Cary, Colorado Association of Real Estate Investors. Now the big one is I-Corp, Investment Community of the Rockies. Okay, all those investment clubs. I've gone to hundreds of their meetings. I've walked out on several when the speakers, Larry, were all about give me money, give me money, give me money. And in 10 minutes, I'm saying, are you ever going to recognize some of us are here in the audience? I mean, all they were money, 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 money. But in any case, I-Corp doesn't do that. But still, every meeting I've gone to, every meeting without exception, Eugene, I'd pick up from elements, some of the people there, oh, well, yeah, we're stuck with some tenants. And they would put down the tenants. And it was like, we have to have some superiority from the landlord to protect the landlord from rotten tenants.
Mm.
Well, you know what? In my book, those people didn't belong in the property management business. And when I hear you say what you're saying, we want to work as a coalition, my fiduciary is with the owner, but we want tenants to stay. You said it right off the bat. 3 to 5 years, that's not looking for a rotten tenant having bad feelings. So thank you for that. It's so refreshing. Agents, you need a good property manager. If that's a question, if and when you do, you call Eugene at 720-421-2509. And a lot of you who are self-managing, you could learn and you can hire the best, and you should. You'll be much better off with Eugene at 720-421-2509. Larry, a quick comment? Did you have?
Well, I just was curious. How often do you get emergency calls in the middle of the night from good tenants?
From good tenants, yeah, from time to time. It happens. You know, one recently we had that large snow that blocked the vent stack from the furnace. So then you had the carbon monoxide alarms go off in the middle of the night.
Oh, boy.
Which happens, but that's just an oversight of the property. It was an older property, didn't have the right vent cap. It was something we had to deal with. So just things like that will occur, but if it's a good tenant and we have a good relationship, hopefully we've cut all of those issues off at the pass, where we don't get the call in the middle of the night. We have those issues corrected before they ever move in, and we're well on top of them.
So I took that, Larry, to mean not that often.
That's what I'm hearing, is it's pretty unusual to get those calls.
The longer I'm in business, the less and less I get them, which is, I think, a sign that I'm going in the right direction.
Doing something right, and that's I think a lot of something's right. Again, Eugene O'Brien, RE/MAX Masters Property Management. Give him a call, 720-421-2509. Eugene, thanks. It's always a pleasure seeing you, having you here on air, and sharing those good words of advice and of actual facts going on in the business. Thank you, Eugene.
Thank you, guys.
You bet.
And gals.
You bet.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend. All right, we're going to take our first break, and then we're going to come back with Larry's View. And we're doing it a little differently today. He's going to talk about there are two ways to get you to have startup money, and it might be a gift. It might be some of every paycheck. You might put something aside so that you could have some startup money to become an investor whose startup money doubles itself in a year or a year and 3 months, as we're seeing with so many of our customers right now. Larry Stanley will be giving you that info when we come back. Okay, we are back live. This is Barry Miller along with Jerry Cinnamon and Larry Stanley. This is the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Show. The Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program is doing so well for all of our customers. Oh, yeah, I'm not picking on some cherry-picked property, but we now are working. Actually, it may take me another week to 2 weeks, really, Chris and myself, to have three examples. Okay, one is going to be as recently as last October, one from June of 2019, and then we have one from January 2020, and we picked the middle one just to start with one, and we're already well over 100% return of that investor's upfront money and cash spent in those 15 months. That home has cash flowed a very small positive. Okay, a small positive, but it's positive. No mortgage payments for 15 months is what the result of that is, but over 100% return, okay, and that's taking sales costs out, and that owner is not planning on selling at that kind of a return in 15 months. So, but we're going to give all three property reports in upcoming week or two. So, Larry, it's rather impressive, but like anything, it takes startup money. Many, many of our listeners would love to get started in this. We have a seminar coming up for it that our listeners should sign up for. And if you're interested in that seminar, it's next Saturday, 90 minutes, next Saturday from 10:30 until noon. Get your reservation in. We do have some seats available, a handful at most, seats available, and we are COVID compliant in the new COVID rules, okay, but we still have space between tables and we're not mingling, you know, all in one corner. We're keeping spread apart so the air is solid. So we are here for you. And it's a wonderful seminar. Get your reservation in 303-888-3788. And it'll just be great. Larry, your Wealth Building View talks about the startup money. Share your view with us today.
Thank you, Barry. There are two ways to get your startup money. One is have it gifted to you. The other is to save a little of from every paycheck and build up that investment money. Raising investment capital can take a long time if you are planning to set aside a piece of your paycheck every payday. It may take 2 to 5 years before you have enough working capital to invest in residential real estate. You can also use the equity in your house or use your IRA for startup capital. The other way is to have a relative gift your startup money to you. You also may want to make your benefactor a part of your growing wealth by periodically updating them on your wealth building growth. That's it. My tip for the day, Barry.
Well, tip for the day, that's quite a view. That's sharing quite a lot. Let's talk about that money needed up front. Let's use some example. You know, I mean, a fine example is one of our hotspot cities has median price of about 172. Okay, so there's some really good rental neighborhoods, rental properties that are in the 150 range, okay? So let's talk about, let's break it down and say, how much does it take to get started? Let's break it down the way you elaborated on today. So 25%, do you have your calculator going, Larry?
Well, I'm waking it up, Barry.
Okay, so we have I have a caller on the line, Larry, that I'm talking to. You know, you could send us your texts and messages at 303-888-3788. Same number for the seminar reservation. I'm replying to some of you listeners right now. But Larry, 172, well, take 150,000. 150,000, 25% of that. I believe that's going to be, go ahead.
37.5. $37,500.
On $150,000?
No, I've done something wrong.
Yeah. So okay, sorry to put you on the spot while we're on the air.
25% of $150,000 is $37,500.
So say it again.
25% down payment on a $150,000 house is $37,500.
The normal loan is thought to be 25% down, but that's just one of the normal loans, okay?
Yep.
The other options are 20% down or 15% down, and the other option is possibly, depending on your situation, you can technically make it a second home, in which case you only need 10% down. But let's go with the investor who's really getting started, wants, it's not going to be a second home, and it's going to be 15% down. 15% down, therefore, is
$22,500 they need as a down payment.
So $22,500. Now, Larry said it may take you some time to save from paycheck. Do it. Do it. But come to our seminar and we'll teach you what's going to go on and we'll help you do it. But Larry, you said something, I mean, I have the exact words now in front of me. You said something about a relative gift for your startup money. What is a gift from a relative? What do you mean by that? And are there any strings attached to it?
Well, to be accepted by a mortgage lender, you can receive a gift with a gift letter from a relative, and then you cannot repay it or have any terms and conditions of repayment included in that gift.
The government says that we're not going to follow what you do. You can do anything, but the intent is it's a gift.
That's
okay?
Right.
And there's nothing of record. You don't have to file anything publicly or with any institution. So some families, do whatever they do. Maybe they have it paid back or not. But it's simple. Let's keep it proper, complete for the radio. And complete is a gift. So if you need, as you said, $22,500, the gift can be, is it limited to how much it can be?
Not to my knowledge.
No, not at all. It could be all $22,500. It could be $10,000. It could be $5,000. It could be $11,250. You know, just saying, okay, that we'll put up half. You put up half, Larry. Our son and I will put up the other half as your parents. Do the parents have to be named on the title or any of that? No, that's all up to the family, but not at all. And then you could go and get a loan and get started in this business. And it is a heck of a wonderful business. And it's turnkey. Explain to our listeners, Larry, in one minute, what turnkey means to our Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program and all of our customers.
What turnkey means is that you do not have to manage your property yourself. You can hire a property manager who will find renters for you, who will find people to maintain the house when something goes wrong with your house. The air conditioner goes out, they'll find somebody to repair the air conditioner. That's what turnkey means.
And turnkey means nothing, means that you do nothing, but that we or entities through us, okay, that we find as members of the team will take care of everything for you. And it just becomes better and better and better. The three people, there's three different owners of the three different properties that we're using as an example of what kind of gains they're making. None of them have lifted a finger to do anything other than read the reports that we send them a couple of times or more per year.
Gee, that's tough, Barry. You got to lift up that piece of paper on the report.
And dial that phone. And I love it when they dial the phone and talk into us. And we listen and talk and visit and get caught up on what they're doing. They get caught up on added questions they have about the economy, because we're always looking at forecasting what the economy is doing for that neighborhood in that city. And that way they have a look at the future and say, oh, okay, Barry, then I was going to ask you, should we keep the property or sell it? And they've decided to sell it, if that's the case. But none of them have. Why? Because they've bought the right properties. They have the right tenants. Their properties are continuing to gain at a record pace, and it's all wonderful for them. Will it be wonderful every year? It will if you watch the forecasted economy, and then when those years turn level and maybe even negative, that you sell long before that happens. That's part of our turnkey operations and our promise to you. So come to the seminar next week. It's from 10:30 until noon right here in the Tech Center. It's free, totally free, for 90 minutes. Get your reservation in now, 303-888-3788. We'll be back right after this break. Okay, happy to be back. This is Barry Miller along with Larry Stanley and Sherry Cinnamon. This is Barry and Larry's Wealth Building Program. And program doesn't mean just the radio show. It means a wealth building turnkey program that is phenomenal. Phenomenal. Larry, we have five major hotspots in the country. Just describe for our listeners what goes into, as an overview, to determining what a hotspot is and how hot are these properties and those cities.
Well, we start by doing a detailed analysis of over 200 cities in the United States, and we slowly narrow down the cities that we're interested in for being hotspots by studying over 50 different pieces of data each quarter. And Barry, the analysis is very detailed, but it does take judgment of human beings also, and we do that in meetings where, quite frankly, you and I often disagree, and then we work down to where we do agree.
Right.
Which cities are hotspots.
Right, because the cities have to be chosen objectively based on 50-plus economic factors, okay, ultimately.
Yep.
Okay, it's easy to get from 500 cities to 200, at roughly 200, 210 really is closer number. And then to get that down to 60 cities, that's not terribly difficult. We have that pretty honed in scientifically, I would say. Then it gets, quote, interesting, doesn't, you know, describe anything. That's just a nondescript, non-meaningful term. It just becomes detailed, more detailed, and then more detailed. And we look at it blindly. I do in particular. Larry has to see some of the cities to pull up some of the data, but I don't. And then we're adding Chris, who's quite a math type guy, and he'll look at it. He doesn't know one city from the other. I don't either. We don't know what the population is or any of that. And then we can reach it. What do we have to reach? All three thumbs up.
That's right.
Or it's not going to go the next step of qualifying for a hotspot city. What are some of the major criteria that we use when we say we have Barry and Larry's hotspots? What's some of the major criteria, not the reports we use, the criteria that we use when we say hotspot?
Well, I'm going to give the two of the major ones, Barry. The population statistics, we want cities that are growing rapidly, so jobs are being created and houses are being needed. And the second one is the median price of homes in cities. And there are lots of ways of looking at median prices, and we look at a lot of statistics on median prices. And I'm always amazed at some of the cities that are get down into the final 10 or so of the hotspots. Some of the cities you would just never expect to see. Can I give an example?
Yeah, I was just going to say, would you give us an example?
Well, I'm going to give one that didn't make it into the final five, Barry, but it's Boise, Idaho.
Boise, Idaho.
Who would have thought that Boise, Idaho would make the top 10? I was surprised, but it did, and it's done it consistently.
It's done it consistently. It's a great hot market, has been for 2 years.
Yep.
And but the other criteria that I would add that you didn't say is it has to maintain a good job growth.
Yep.
It has to maintain a population growth. I'm using your words. The median price is with all four. This is all forecasting. It looks like it's going to maintain a high level of growth for the next 3 years, not for the next 2 weeks or the next 3 months or the next buying season, but for 3 years. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a tough economic challenge. It's not that tough to view it for 2 years, but to go from 2 years to 3 years, that's a difficult economic task. And we have it managed because we had it managed prior to the Great Recession. We now have it managed after the Great Recession, now that we've done it for the last year and a half. 3 years of projected high growth. So we shouldn't have much turnover in our hotspots, but we have a second tier of cities like Boise that are there pushing the five. And how often do we check these, Larry?
Once a quarter.
Once a quarter. Sherry, did you have your hand up for a question?
I did not, but I do have a comment. Sure, anyway. Sure. Just a couple of weeks ago, actually, the gentleman brought me in to take a look at how this all works, and I was fascinated. Then he was asking me questions about what would you think, Sherry, and I was like, deer in the headlights for a moment, and then I started understanding how you did this, and it's fascinating.
And it's very, very detailed.
And, you know, it is interesting. We had a problem looking at employment figures in the last year because of the COVID virus that has thrown off everything. So we had to develop some criteria that we never needed before to handle the COVID virus impact on jobs throughout the United States.
Throughout the United States. And then we look at who the major employers are in every one of those cities. And it has to be what? Well, we don't have a term for it other than it has to be comprehensive and mixed. It can't be one employer making it or one industry. It has to be a multitude of industries. So why? So that there's 3 years of solid growth, not just positive growth because of one industry. What if it is a chip maker? Okay? I mean, they'll be doing fine for a number of years to come. But what if that slows down and that business goes to another country? All of a sudden, boop, that economy goes. So we look for broad-based, solid, solid job future, solid job history, solid population growth, et cetera, and all aspects of economics for an area are looked at. But to find it for 3 years is tough. We don't mind saying that. It's difficult work, and that's why not people don't do it. And there's no program like it, because after this, we then have hot spots, but then we look for what? The best agents in those hot spots to represent whom? You, the listener, when you become an investor in the best wealth-building program on the planet. And that is the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program. Seminars coming up next Saturday. There's a couple seats left. Please give us a call, 303-888-3788. We're going to take a break so that you could take a break and you could call in and get your reservation in at 303-888-3788. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're happy to be back with you. This is Barry Miller along with Larry Stanley and Sherry Cinnamon. Larry, you had a question that pertained to your wealth-building view of today. Let's ask that question. That could pertain to a lot of our listeners.
Yeah, thanks, Barry. Is it really okay for an investor to use their IRA money to help start up capital for purchasing residential real estate?
Larry, I always love your consumer questions. Is it really okay for an investor to use it? Well, number one, it's up to the investor. It's up to the consumer, of course. I think you mean, is it that viable? Is that more?
Well, and is it legal for people to do it?
Oh, yes. Oh, got it. The answer to that question is, most of the time, yes, it is. But who sets the rules? Who sets what's legal and what the rules are? The holder of the money, the IRA. Most of the time, it's very legal, very proper. And sometimes the IRA holder comes up with more unique programs of use of that money for the consumer. So yes, by all means, everybody who has an IRA, a 401k should check with their holder. I call it the holder of their money, and find out what the options are for taking money out of there, because many times, Larry, the investor, our, quote, customer, consumer, client, investors, can pull 100% out, and they don't have to put any new monies as a down payment for those investments.
And, in fact, they may not be legally able to, since they're two different legal entities. An IRA is a legal entity
right. That
is separate from you as an individual.
And it's that IRA that would own the property, and yet it's behind that owned by the consumer individual.
Exactly.
And when we say nothing down, I mean nothing. It pays all of the down payment, and it makes a mortgage for that investment property. Now, so often we hear it's too good to be true. Well, you know what? It's correct. It's right. It's true. However, on those interest rates, it's higher, usually by at least 2% higher, the mortgage rate of the IRA mortgages and of the down payment, and that will affect the cash flow of that property.
That's interesting, Barry. I had not processed that before.
That's why your question was a very good one.
And, yep.
But it's still worthwhile for a lot of people to look at it, because we'll match all the negative costs of any kind of a loan, in this case from their IRA. Okay, and let's say it's going to be 6% instead of under 4%. Okay, that's slightly more than 2%. I'm going that way so people hear it clearly. The numbers may still work out to a 50% return on their money.
And keep in mind, if you keep contributing to your IRA, if you do have a slight cash flow shortage, that money can be used to make it up.
There's lots of good options. How about when you brought up IRA, I thought of reverse mortgages. Reverse mortgages frequently have lines of credit where people could borrow a lot of money at a very, very low rate. Okay, there it doesn't pop up to 6% like it does in the IRA. Remember who runs the IRAs? Which of the big industries? Real estate or securities or the insurance? Not real estate.
That's for sure.
Okay.
Yes.
So they're not going to be friendly to the real estate. That's all political industry to industry, and they have a different use of the money than real estate, even though real estate is superior in the returns.
And the company that's handling your IRA for you is likely, the first reaction will be, well, of course you can't do that. So don't be put off by that comment. Make the person you're talking to do their job and really find out the rules dealing with residential real estate.
Yes, yes. And if you have to, you'll have to get all of those rules, which you have somewhere in writing, and read them. Larry, you're one of the readers. That,
yes.
Okay. But most of us don't keep it. We don't put it in the right spot. And even if we did, we're not going to read that 58 or 128 or 300 page document, small print. Okay. So we have to be practical. But what we're saying here is you be practical. What is good for you? Are you ready to have that kind of wealth in your pocket, in your financial statement? It's marvelous. It helps you become debt free. Sherry, you asked publicly, you asked me during the break about money. Can you withdraw money? Ask your question.
Well, I was wondering what was the return? Did you say 100%?
Yeah, in 15 months. That it's now, more than that, but that's yes. What it is after you take out sales costs proposed.
Well, this excites me because I'm a consumer as well, as you know, and I would like to know, how soon can I pull some of that equity out to buy the second investment property? And can it be in another state yet?
Good couple of questions. So the real question is, you get one of these investments, it's going up and up and up. How liquid is that equity? My answer in one word is very, very liquid. As long as you qualify to pull it out, typically the best way to pull it out is a HELOC, home equity line of credit. What's the interest rate for home equity lines of credit? Roughly 3.5 to 4% max right now. Okay, you pull that out. You only pay interest on the money you draw, but up to what level can you draw money? Typically 70 or 75%. I like to say 70 to be on the conservative side. So yes, if it's gone up X amount, 100,000, that's 100%. Therefore, you have to know what the base was. It depends. Did it start at 200,000, 300,000, 400,000? You could probably borrow half of that $100,000, okay, half of the 100%, and use it for another property. Larry?
Barry, I'm going to switch gears because I want to take a couple of minutes and talk about the seminar that we have next week.
Good idea.
And urge people to sign up for it. This seminar is going to teach you the details of our wealth building program in residential real estate. No obligations, no cost to you. All you need to do is give us a call or text us at 303-888-3788, 303-888-3788, and just come and listen and learn. If you're not interested afterwards, tell us and we won't bother you with a telephone call ever again. And if you are interested, you can set up an appointment with Barry or Sherry and learn more about the program.
Sherry?
Larry, can Vistara Investments help people out there with their finding a way to get their initial capital during these seminars? Are those the kinds of questions that can get answered?
We can discuss them during the seminar, but I think you might be more comfortable discussing them in person with a meeting set up with the team leader.
Oh, yeah, because when we're meeting one-on-one, so many people bring up so many worthwhile questions for their own finances. And let's remember what quote, our society in the free marketplace countries, okay, really democratic republics and countries similar to ours, the free countries, what's the number one thing that people do not want to share with others? Their financial statement. But on a one-on-one, it's much more comfortable to ask any and all questions. And we get asked all the time, well, how much would I need to get started? And I said, well, you just need the idea and the commitment that you want to get started. You don't have to have any money to start the process of what yep. Larry spelled out in his view today. Set aside a piece of your paycheck every payday. Maybe have a family member invest in you as with a gift letter. Okay, I refer to it as an investment in you with a gift letter. And maybe there's two family members and you go in with it and all of a sudden you're underway. And it may be a month, it may be a year. We've had people that it's a couple of years and they have the money and they're thrilled. We love making people $100,000 heir. They never were that wealthy before, and that's as good to them as somebody becoming a multimillionaire. We're here to help you do that.
So start the process. Sign up for next week's seminar. It's an hour and a half long, absolutely free, no obligations to you of any kind. Just give us a call at 303-888-3788. Please learn about the system. You can make your own decision. We're not going to try to influence you in any way. It's your decision.
What we do is provide the platform, the information, mm-hmm. all of the information, the raw information, the basic truth information. By the way, if you find that phone busy because a lot of you are calling, I'm checking it here, a lot of you are calling, it's okay to text us also. Much easier, much quicker at 303-888-3788. Just text us your name and just say investment seminar. We will call you no later than Monday coming up and we'll go from there. If you leave us your email, that'll help because eventually we will email you directions and write to the front door directions, etc., and the agenda. So go ahead, do it. A lot of you are doing it. Continue to at 303-888-3788. Larry and Sherry, final comments? We have another 30 seconds or
I'm
so.
I'm looking forward to meeting some of our listeners at the next seminar next week, so please do sign up. 303-888-3788.
And some of you coming to today's boot camp are signing up for next week's also. Thank you. Remember, get that text in. Sherry?
Or you can email truth@barryandlarry.com.
Yes, email still works. We forget about that sometimes.
That's why you have me here.
We can always have that email, truth@barryandlarry.com, 303-888-3788. You'll be glad you did. Bye-bye for now.